This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And do you hear that xylophone music? This is the skeleton.
There's a monster in my podcast.
I used to have a xylophone. I could have skulled us in, but as is. And I actually bought a little tiny synthesizer specifically to put under my, I have a space on my desk to put it right in front of my computer.
Ooh.
So I can start doing musical things.
Yeah.
But I haven't set it up yet.
Oh.
So wait for the future where I could have just done that whole xylophone bit and made it actually work. As of now, fuck me.
No, we just described it, and that's close. That's
good enough. Use the theater of the mind. It's Dungeons and Dragons. It's a game of the imagination.
Yeah.
This is Skeleton Week, and during second edition Monsters Manual season, it's a week.
Mm-hmm.
We get to Ravenloft, it will be 6 weeks, I think.
Yep.
It will be Skeleton Fall.
Skeleton Quarter.
Yeah, it is. There are a lot of skeletons, but these are the only skeletons that made their way into regular Dungeons and Dragons.
So I woke up. It was like 1 a.m. or something my time, to a Slack message that Gary sent me. Like, hey, I'm not thumbing the scale for us doing Ravenloft after what we're doing next. But, and then he just linked to an article called Uncle Skeleton.
Skeleton Uncle, which is one of the Ravenloft skeletons. So in a couple seasons, because I want to do Shadowrun after this because I think it'll be quick. It'll be nice to do something we can finish in like 2 months, you know. I think after this one,
yeah, it'll be longer than that.
It'll be longer than that, but it won't be that long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there are 40 entries or something like that. So there aren't that many in the North American Guide to Paranormal Creatures. But whenever we eventually get to Ravenloft, look out, because there's something called Skeleton Uncle, and I am way into Skeleton Uncle.
Yeah. So this is just your regular bog standard skeleton. They extend a lot of latitude to the DM, basically just saying like, hey, here's roughly how these things work, and here are some broad categories that maybe they could fit in, either skeleton, animal, or monster. Or like humanoid, animal, or monster.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of shade thrown at skeletons in this.
There is,
like, yeah. Skeletons have no social life or interesting habits. Fuck you.
How do you know?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What, do you know every skeleton? There are probably some of them have interesting habits. What if I command my skeleton to have an interesting habit? Like, they follow simple commands, like, is collect, like, commemorative plates from every state not interesting?
Yeah.
You know, is that not simple? I think it seems pretty simple.
Yeah, thimbles and spoons, son.
Yeah, like, eat at every Red Robin in the northern Arkansas area. Like, you know, order everything off the secret menu at In-N-Out. Like, you could do a lot of, like, give your skeletons a lot of interesting habits and an interesting social life. Like, only hang out with, like, amputee divorcees.
Yeah.
Exclusively.
Just winnow it down, you know?
Yeah. Only date women with two kids. You know, like, you can make your skeleton have a lot of, like, interesting shit.
You really can. You know, it's really up to your imagination, I think.
Yeah.
Again, and that's the magic of the imagination.
Yeah, it is a bony sphere with which to put ideas upon.
Right.
They're magical in that way.
Yeah.
In addition to every way.
They're trying to limit skeletons here to just being animated rocks, right?
Yeah.
Like, they were once human. Like, there is something that is holding them together and making them move. Although, strangely, the skeleton in the picture here, I believe that's his humerus, the upper arm bone, or whatever that is called, is broken. It's, like, severed, and it's tied together, kind of like somebody was trying to put their, like, tie their glasses together at the nose a little bit. So, did a little bit of jury-rigging, you know?
Yeah, but he's still okay.
Yeah, he's fine.
So, he still looks pretty happy. He's got a good smile.
Has to, because of the way his mouth is.
Yeah, he's skeleton droid smiling, which is part of the reason why I like them.
Yeah,
they're real friendly fellas. this is just the template. So we get skeleton here, which is like our normal guy, and we learn just kind of the rules of skeletons, as we mentioned. We also get animal and monster skeletons, which, like, animal skeleton, you know, again, that's also kind of a template, right? Like, what do you think is the scariest animal that you to make a skeleton from that you would be most scared of?
Blue whale.
Blue whale skeleton? That's pretty good.
Yeah, on land. Like, it doesn't have to breathe. It will just kind of, like, thrash around like a seal, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it would have these gigantic, like its ribbies would be like these gigantic spears.
Right, right. But it would be a high value target because, you know what? Pianos.
Oh, shit.
Pianos.
And women be wanting them balines for their corsets.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Shit. Don't you understand?
Like, right there we go.
My girl, she always want to get her a baleen for her corset. And I'd be like, what?
Up there?
Be spending on balines.
Yep. Two towns over, they got themselves a walk and talk and corset farm.
Like, just the, like, the gigantic skeleton whale just extruding a baleen every, like, ugh. I hate fucking baleens, dude. The gigantic, this wouldn't be the scariest one, but, like, a blue whale, it would be awesome to build some kind of craft and ride around in its ribs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, imagine, like, a cool, like, a chair, like, set up in there.
Like a land dirigible?
Yeah. Like a siege engine. You know, but just for me to go to the store and shit.
Oh, of course. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.